The Venezuelan government has vigorously rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's comments about using military coercion against a South American nation.
This is the official position of Venezuela before the extraordinary aggression and threats of the use of force by the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela rejects in the most categorical and forceful way the unfriendly and hostile declarations regarding the use of military intervention in our country. This is clearly a violation of the sacred letter of the United Nations and of all the norms of international law, particularly with respect to the use or the threat of the use of force against the political independence of UN member states.
Ariza has added Trump's words are part of the United States' systematic aggression toward Venezuela. He says remarks are a threat to the region's peace and stability. Also, the South American trade bloc Mercosur has condemned Trump's statements as well, saying that dialogue and diplomacy are the only means of promoting democracy. The bloc's condemnation comes despite its suspension of Venezuela's membership over what it calls the failure to respect democratic norms. The government of President Nicolas Maduro has faced increasing international pressure over its efforts to reform Venezuela's constitution.